You're tuned in to the Kojo Nam, the show on WAMU 88.5. Welcome. Later in the broadcast, we check in with reporter Patrick Madden, who's covering a massive protest on Capitol Hill against the partial government shutdown, plus a discussion with Maryland's poet laureate Grace Cavalieri. But first, Transportation Security Administration agents are already among the lowest paid government workers, and now, a month into the shutdown and still without paychecks, nearly 1 in 10 TSA employees is calling out sick, many citing financial hardships. So, what does their absence mean for local airports? And how are TSA agents and government workers in our region coping with the longest shutdown in history? Earlier today, I spoke with David Cox, National President of the American Federation of Government Employees, on how and if he sees a resolution to this mess. I asked him what reasons TSA agents represented by his union are giving when they call out from work.
A lot of our TSOs, transportation security officers, are struggling financially. You realize they have not been paid in 1 month, even though they're required to go to work every day to perform vital services for the American public, and the average worker makes about $40,000 a year. They're just literally running out of resources to buy the gas, to have food, to support their families. It's a real struggle for them right now.
Are some of them also trying to do jobs on the side, so to speak, to make ends meet?
Some of them definitely are work side jobs. Many of the transportation security officers that work in TSA are only part-time officers to begin with. So many of them have always had second jobs. Many of them have to work there for years before they get full-time. And they're struggling, and the turnover in those jobs is about 20% a year. So each month, TSA loses between 1,700, 1,800 officers that quit, leave, go out the door. And with no new officers coming in, you can see how quickly that creates a lot of vacancies, and the number of air travelers continues to go up.
Beyond the TSA workers, there's a mass protest against the partial government shutdown happening today here in Washington, and many of the leadership of the American Federation of Government Employees, your union, are attending. What are you hoping to get from this protest?
Our hope is that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will call for a vote and allow the United States Senate to vote on House Bill H.R. 21, which would open up the government. It would fund all of the agencies, do a continuing resolution for Homeland Security, then allow the Congress and the President to continue to debate and to work on border security, which everyone supports. People have different ideas, but it is totally unfair that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the President is holding 800,000 federal employees hostage in this situation, requiring them to work without pay or shutting them out of their jobs. And we won't even talk about the hundreds of thousands of contractors that work in service, in food service, building management, and all in a lot of these government buildings that are out of work also.
Talk about the general mood among your union members. How would you describe it?
I think our members feel very demoralized. They love their jobs. They're still going to work every day without pay at TSA, in our federal prisons, on the border, and all these agencies. They continue to work along with other agencies such as EPA and HUD. They've been locked out of their jobs, told to go home. They have no income, it's just becoming a nightmare of their life. Many of them have to have security clearances. To get those security clearances, they have to have good credit. So if their credit is compromised with late payments or something, then they could lose their jobs.
You talked about the plight that these TSA workers face, but what in particular can you tell them? Is it better to come to work or call out sick and look elsewhere for a job?
We tell all of our members that they should go to work. If they are sick, then they should request and notify their supervisor. And people do get sick. I mean, we're in the height of flu season. We're in the dead of winter. There's many things. And every day in a workforce that large, someone has a heart attack. Someone has a child. There's many things that goes on. If people are sick, then they should call sick. But otherwise, we instruct everyone to go to their job. And our people are going to their jobs. They're going to their jobs. Some of them are struggling because they're running out of money. Their transit subsidy that many of them get working for the government in large cities, where it's our understanding the 1st of February, they won't even receive the transit subsidy, which, like in New York and Washington, D.C. area, that's how most people travel to airports that work at airports because of parking and various things. So all of those things are disappearing. Even if you work at the Dulles Airport here in D.C., you've got a toll road. If you're driving, you've got all of these things. So there's a great deal of expense in trying to go to work when you're not getting paid.
For those opting not to come to work, what are their options when the government reopens, which, with a vote scheduled for Thursday, could be as early as this week? Will those who called out sick be able to return to their jobs with the Transportation Security Administration without any kind of sanction or penalty?
They should be, because if they've called in sick, they were sick. I mean, during a shutdown, they can't be charged sick leave or annual leave. There is a lot of things that get involved into a government shutdown. I prefer it as a lockout, because what the president and the majority leader has done is locked people out of their jobs or locked people into their jobs, required them to come to work and not pay them.
A few government workers have filed a lawsuit claiming that being required to come to work without being paid or compensated is a form of involuntary servitude, which is banned by the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. What do you think about that?
No one should be required to work without being paid. That's the laws of our country. Every other employer in this country is required to pay its employees on payday, except the federal government. That lawsuit is working its way through the court systems. It did not go before the judge and the last week. They didn't get the favorable ruling that they wanted over that. AFGE has also filed a lawsuit which deals with the fact that there is a law that requires employees to be paid at least minimum wage and be paid for overtime. And employees that are now working aren't receiving, they're receiving zero, so they're not getting minimum wage and they're not being paid for their overtime. So therefore, we believe that that is a lawsuit we have wanted in the past that we can win again. However, the court systems are scheduled to shut down on February the 2nd because they're running out of money and we can't even operate the court system in this country.
Back to the transportation security officers. If we do end up with an extended shortage of TSA workers, what's the security risk?
I have a great deal of concern for security risk. I think the airline employees are starting to raise security risk concerns, as well as it's not just the TSA. There's the air traffic controllers that are being required to work without pay. There's other FAA employees that do inspections that are responsible for reviewing all the reports to make sure that air travel is safe in this country. We've seen before when 9/11 happened, how crippling that was to this country. We can't afford one breach of the security and the airline industry of this country. And I think the president and the majority leader are certainly rolling the dice over these type things. And it's not just in the airline industry. The food inspectors, they are currently being affected by this lockout. So our food supply is being jeopardized.
We saw a security checkpoint close temporarily at Baltimore Washington International Airport due to excessive call-outs.
We are seeing shortages of personnel throughout the country. And I know that there is people that says it's because of call-outs. But again, I would go back to the fact the normal attrition rate in TSA is 20% a year. 1,700 to 1,800 employees leave TSA each month.
Do you know what local airports are doing to prepare for the absences?
Now, I know that TSA has a team of people that they deploy where there's shortages of officers in certain areas, but again, because the turnover rate is so high, because these workers are so lowly paid and they have less rights of any other federal employees. So those type things are happening. But at the same token, these employees are continuing to come to work. They are doing a great job. I am seeing a lot of people taking in pizzas and taking in food and feeding them, understanding that their employer, the president of the United States, is choosing not to pay them on payday. So it's kind of sad that government employees that are going to work every day are having to stand in soup lines while the fact that the president just refuses to open up the government. And I'd also say that a third of all these federal workers that are currently locked out of their jobs or not being paid on their jobs are veterans. They have served this country and served it loyally, and they deserve better than the president and the majority leader is choosing to give them.
David Cox, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. Let's get this government open back up and serve the American people.
David Cox is national president of the American Federation of Government Employees. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll check in with the federal workers protesting the shutdown at the Hart Senate building at the Capitol today.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. You can support the Kojo Namdi Show and all the regional coverage you value by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thanks.